Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Hey. We left off on Daf Tzadi Dalaram Beis. We are at Hahu Tabcha, last line of the page of Daf Tzadi Dalaram Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La Shalom, the Nisham Shavn Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So today's Daf is mostly about the concept of Basar Shenesali Mina Ayin. First, we're going to tell the story where a Shochet claimed to release a Trefa onto the market without being Machriz, and how much weight we give to the fact that he had claimed to do so. Do we now ask for everything for everybody, or do we say he doesn't even have Nem? So then the Gemara is going to tell us Rav's din of Basar Shenesali Minayin. So first we're going to have four different challenges to Rav's din that Basar Shenesali Minayin is Asr. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how did we even come to know, how did we come to learn that Rav prohibits Basar Shenesali Minayin? Did he ever say it explicitly, or was there something else that happened that led us to believe that Rav holds Basar Shenesali Minayin is a problem? Then we're going to discuss how did Rav ever eat meat? If he prohibits basar shenesali minayin, you can't keep your meat on your eye on your food all the time. So how did Rav ever eat meat? He wasn't a vegetarian. So the Gemara is going to have three different approaches to that. Then the Gemara is going to tell us a little bit about the Isser Nichush and Simanim and reliance on Simanim. And the Gemara is going to conclude with a few stories where we were matir basar shenesali minayin. So through that, we learned some of the exceptions to the Isser of Basar Shenesalim Min Ha'ayin. So again, last line of the page, Sadi Dalaram Beis. There was a butcher that said to his friend that he have a piyasta mina'i. You know, if we didn't hate each other, then Milo Safilach Mishor Shalpatim Davdi Admol, I would have given you the best meat yesterday. But, you know, because we hate each other, you missed out on a really great meal that I otherwise would have provided you with yesterday. So I'm alay. So the chaver said back to the butcher, don't worry, I don't need you. Achli Shufri, Shufri. I had the best meal yesterday. I ate from the choicest meat. So Amalei, Minalach. He said, what do you mean you ate from the ice? I'm the one that gives the choicest meat. So how did you get the best meat? So Amalei, Dizavim Ploni Ovid Chavim, Safali. Well, there is a particular Ovid Chavim bought from a Jewish butcher, and he fed it to me. So I was able to eat the best meat. I just didn't get it direct from the Shochet. I got it from an Ovid Chavim who sells meat. So Amalei, so the butcher says, oh yeah, that meat started in my shachtais. I had two oxen yesterday that I shechted. One of them was kosher, one of them was a trefa. The one that was kosher I kept, and that's the delicious food I would have given you. The one that was a trefa I sold to that guy, and that's what he gave you. So what you ate was trefa meat. So I'm a Rebbe says, b'shvil shota zesh asa shlo kogen, because of this guy that did improperly, that sold trefa meat to an Ovid Chavim, and apparently it was a makom shenagu lahachriz. It was a community where typically whenever there was a trefa meat, they would announce that there's trefa meat, and so that people could be aware that it's out there, that it's on the market, and he knew that there was trefa meat, and he didn't announce it. So anu neser kolam akulin, based on that, we're going to aser all the meat markets, and bichoshesh, that just like this shochet sold trefa meat to this Ovid Chavim, so too he sold trefa meat to other of the chavim that sell in their stores, or to be choshesh, just like this guy sold trefa meat, other shochtim also sell trefa meat without announcing it. No, it's a davar pashut that most of the shochtim are good guys, and any meat that leaves their hands is kosher meat. You don't have to be choshesh for this. You don't have to be choshesh that there's trefa meat on the market, absent any specific awareness that's the case. Now Tosfos and the Ritva write that all the meat that people bought from Ovid Chavim, that the butcher says that he sold that he sold trefa meat to that Ovid Chavim, that's for sure asur b'achila, because that's not suffik, that's a vaday trefa. The nidon is on all the basar in all the other stores. Meaning, if other guys bought from that same store after this shochet said, yeah, I gave him a trefa shar yesterday, so anyone else who bought meat from that guy yesterday, from that non-Jew yesterday, is also not allowed to eat that meat. This is about all the other meat on the market. And the Chassam Sofer writes, that's mashmah that way from Lashon the Gemara, because he says, because of this shota, we're not going to aser all of the makulin. But the basar that you find by this Sofer Chabim, that for sure we're going to aser. So you see that a person is nemun to say about something that's yotzi mitachas yado, that it's trefa, even though it's not still tachas yado. So the Chassam Sofer asks, and Maseches Gittin, we say that a person is not nemun to say Sefer Torah Zesha Kasafti is puzzle once the Sefer Torah is not tachas yado anymore. That you only have nemanus on it once when it's still in your possession. You shouldn't have nemanus on things that are no longer in your possession. Chassam Sofer writes that it's a tzaruch iyun why this shochet has nemanus in light of that Gemara and Gittin, that a sofer loses nemanus over a Sefer Torah that's no longer in his possession. And the Chassam Sofer writes that in the Yerushalmi it's mashma that he's taka not neman. Now the Bar Yitzchak raises a different question. Why is it that this butcher is neman to say that it was trefa and to aser all this meat that the Ovid Chavim has by saying that it's a trefa? He's being mesa matzma rasha, because he's saying that I was willing to be machshil the whole market of Jewish people who are buying meat, relying on the fact that we're always machriz when there's an issue, and I was machshil everybody. So what happened to Einad the Mesa Matzma Rasha? So he suggests Einad Mesa Matzma Rasha is only by Eidos that a person is made about himself that he did a Mesa Rasha. He did Eidos, he's not Neman to be Mashiach himself. But the Mesa that's in our Sugya, he's not being made about himself B'toras Eidos, it's Mashiach Lefituma with another guy that he doesn't like very much, and he just happens to be shooting the breeze with him and saying, oh, by the way, the meat you bought yesterday was a trefa. So since it wasn't Petaris Eidos, so then we do not apply the principle of Einad Demesim Atzma Rasha. But again, the story was that this Shochet told this guy who ate meat, this Jewish guy who ate meat yesterday, that the meat that you bought from Novik Chavim was trefa meat, because I released trefa meat onto the market. And Rebbe says, just because that guy is a Shota that releases trefa meat onto the market without warning anybody, it doesn't mean that we have to start being choshesh that such things typically happen, and therefore meat on the market is still going to be kosher. And this is Rebbe L'tameh, Damar Makulin V'tabchei Yisrael, Basar Nimsah B'yarav Chavim Mutter, that Rebbe holds that if you have non-Jews who are the retailers, but all of the wholesalers, all of the butchers, all of the shochtim, rather, are Jewish people, so any basar that you find in the makulin of Ovdei Chavim is mutter. You don't have to worry that maybe the Ovdei Chavim decided to grab an animal and shecht it himself, and it's a nevela, because that's not the way they operate. They buy their meat from the regular shochtim. So it could be that he did it, but rov tabachim are Yisraelim, and we follow the rov. And we don't have to worry that we likewise don't have to worry that there was a trefa that one of these Jewish people had and he sold it to an Ovid Chavim, because if that were the case, then he would have then there would have been a hachraza, there would have been an announcement, right? That's how Rashi and Tosafot seem to hold very clearly that we're talking about a makom shemachrizin. That's where Jews are allowed to buy from an Ovid Chavim, so long as they haven't heard a hachraza that there was a trefa that was found in the market that day, and mimela. It's usher for the shochtim to sell a guy baser trefa unless they're machriz on it, because they always have to worry that a Jew is going to buy it. This tabach in this story was posheya and did a terrible thing. The Rashba and Sadi Dalaran Beis writes that the maisa happened in a place where there was no minhag, meaning there was no minhag to be machriz and there was no minhag not to be machriz. So because the Gemara never mentioned anything about a minhag, meaning the pashtus is like Rashi and Tosafot says, this must have been in a case where the minhag was to be machriz, and that's why this guy's a shota, that he put it out on the market without being machriz. The Rashba says, no, it was a place where there is no minhag. And generally speaking, in some place that has no minhag, we follow the Ikar HaDin that you're allowed to buy basar from Novi Chavim, because Rov Tabachim are Yisrael, and Tabach is not allowed to sell a trefa to Novi Chavim out of a chashash that maybe a Jew is going to buy it. And this Tabach was Poshea by selling the trefa to Novi Chavim. So it's really just teaching teaching us the Ikar Adin. Okay, but Pashas like Rashi and Tosfos. Ikata Amri, another version of the story is that same story, but Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said at the end, what, we're going to ask for all the meat because of this guy who's obviously lying. He's just trying to cause tzar to someone who he doesn't get along with. So we're not going to ask for everything based on this fellow's lies. We don't really believe that that he's released trefa meat onto the market. Ooh, that version is quite different, because according to this version, where Rebbe didn't believe the guy, and that's why he says all the meat is kosher, Taimidi Kavan Latsari Lechavre, the only reason I'm not worried about trefa meat on the market is because we assume he was just trying to cause the guy tsar. Halav Hachi Aser. But if we actually were to believe him that he released trefa meat onto the market, then the whole market is Aser, because we have to be choshish. It's just like he wasn't careful about selling trefa meat to this Ovid Kochavim, maybe he sold trefa meat to other Ovid Kochavim. So all the meat that you're going to buy from any Ovid Kochavim is going to be Aser. I, Frekling Marva, Tanya, Rebbe Omer Makulin, Vitabach Yisal Basarim Sabiyar Vichav Mutter. But wait, what about the fact that the Brisa says that Rebbe holds that if you have Makulin that are owned by Ovid Kochavim, you have all the retailers are Ovid Kochavim, and all of the Shochtim are Jewish people, when you find meat, Biyad Ovid Kochavim, that it's going to be Mutter, and we're not Choshesh that the Ovid Kochavim brought Basar and Avela from his house, because we follow the Rove. So if that's the case, why do we say that all the Makulin are going to be Aser? Because of this one guy who released straight from meat onto the market, the Rove is still kosher, the Rove should still be okay. So answers the Gemara, even though generally we're not Choshesh that there's Basar and Avela in these Makulin, we're not Choshesh that the guy is bringing Avela meat from his own house, or that they're selling trefa meat that was in the shachtais, because we follow the rove, and rove tabachim are Yisraelim, shayni hachad is chazik yisura. But in this case, it's different, because it's already huchsak that we know that there was trefa meat released onto the market. Meaning, when we don't know anything, that's when we follow rove. But when there's this chazik yisura, that we know that there was trefa meat that was handed over to an achri to sell to all of his customers, including his Jewish customers, now we have to be choshesh. And that's why Rebbe would aser may ikra din. So again, the story is the story. What Rebbe drew from that story is two versions. The first version is that what Rebbe drew from that story is that in a chinami there was trefa meat released onto the market, but that does not reflect on the entire market. The second version is Rebbe says, I don't believe for a second that there was trefa meat that was released to the market. If there was, then the whole market would be trefa. You would not be allowed to buy from any Ovid Chavim. So now says the Gemara, the main topic of today's daf. Amar Rav, Basar Kivin Shem Salman Ayin Asr. If you have meat that you looked away from it for a moment, you didn't keep an eye on it the whole time, it's going to be usher to eat, because you have to worry that maybe an animal came and brought a different piece of meat and took away your meat and left a piece of nevela in the place where your meat was. Tosfos and the Ritva point out that even in a place where rove of the tabachim are Jewish people, that they don't have nevelas or trefas, we're still choshesh that maybe the Ovrim brought a chaticha of nevela from the rove ha'olam, which has nevela meat. However, they say it's really a chumra ba'alma that Rav was machmir because of the maisa that we're going to tell later in the daf. And the Ritva writes that even though it's a chumra, it doesn't mean that Rav did it, was said this as like a derech gezeira. It's that he held that we need to be machmir mishuras hadin, that this is something that that is absolutely required. Now, there may be exceptions. The Gemara is going to have exceptions, and Rishonim have other exceptions. And the Sefer Ma'oros, he writes that you were choshish for this only in a place where there are ravens around that are likely to bring meat. But in a case where there are no ravens, then you don't have to worry about it. If it's a place where, you know, it was on my kitchen table and the doors of my house are closed and I don't have any animals in my house that are bringing anything from anywhere, so then you don't have to worry about it. The Mi'iri is mechalik between basar that's in the place where you left it versus basar that you find somewhere else other than where you left it. He says, if you find it in the place where you left it, then it's only going to be asr and makam that are mitzuyim Arvim. If it's not in the place where you left it, then even if it's not Mitsuyim Arvim, something happened. So you have to be Choshesh that when that something happened, that there's a problem. So the Gemara is going to have four challenges to Rav's din of Basar Shenasali Minayin. Challenge number one, Meisvei. Rebbe Omer Makulin V'Tabcha Yisrael Basar Nimsav Yaruch Chav Mutter. Third time this staff, we're quoting this. That Rebbe says that if you have non-Jews that are selling the meat and all the shochtim are Jewish people, then the basar that you find in the stores of the Ovid Chavim are mutter, even though obviously it was Nesali Min Ayin from the moment the Ovid Chavim bought it from the Jewish shochet, and apparently we're not worried that it was switched with basar nevela because we follow the Rov, and Rov of the Tabachim are Yisrael. So how can Rav say that anything that's Nesali Min Ayin is going to be Yasser out of a chashash that maybe it was Huchlaf? So answer Gemara, Nimsa B'Yadav Chavim Shaini. It's different when you're talking about it's where you find it B'Yadav Chavim, because the Ovid Chavim is Shomer it. You don't have to worry that it was switched out for a Nevela by Orvim, meaning we often think of Basar Shenasali Min Ayin as a problem that maybe a guy switched it. That is not the Yisr Basar Shenasali Min Ayin. The Yisr Basar Shenasali Min Ayin is maybe an animal switched it. And Adraba, as long as a guy had it the whole time, if the Ovid Chavim had it the whole time, then we are not worried about Basar Shenasali Min Ayin. In fact, the Ritva says, well, why aren't we choshesh that the guy didn't have his eye on it the whole time? That was Nesali Min Eino Shel Guy. So the Ritva says, because we don't know that to be the case. Meaning we're only choshesh for an Orev when we know that it was Nesali Min Ayin at some point. But if you're not aware that it was Nesali Min Ayin, we're not going to make up a double chashash that maybe the guy was Nesali Min Eino Shel Guy, and if it was, maybe then an Orev came and took it. And we're not choshesh that the guy himself is bringing his own animals and is making nevelas and selling them, because we follow the Rov, and Rov of the Basa that's Nishchat in that city is done so by Jewish Shochtim. And you don't have to worry that they're selling a treifa, because you would have known if there was a treifa on the market because of Achraza and all of that. So that's why there's no concern of Basar Shenasali Min Ayin in those places where all the shochtim are Jewish and all the retailers of the meat are non-Jewish. You're allowed to buy from the non-Jewish guys. You don't have to worry about Basar Shenasali Min Ayin because you don't have to assume it was Nesali Min Ayin. Tashema says, well, I'll bring you another raya, that there must not be such an isser called Basar Shenasali Min Ayin. If you have 9 stores that sell kosher meat and 1 store that sells non-kosher meat, and you bought from one of those stores, but you have no recollection which store you bought from, sveiko aser, because it's a suffik, it's aser ba'achila. Even though Rova the Chanuya sell kosher meat, but since it was b'makom kavua that the suffik originated, we have a rule called kavua k'mechzal mechzadami that we treat it, even though it's a 90-10 suffik and it's 90% in our favor that it's kosher, but since it originated in the store itself, which is the makom kavua, we treat it as if it is a 50-50 suffik. That is the rule of kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Where do we get such a rule from that it's illogical, meaning it's 90% that you got it from a kosher place? Where do we get such a rule that kol kavua is kemechzal mechza? So Gemara in Ksubas Amdav Tazvav learns it from the fact that the Torah tells us v'chiyia ish soni l're'ehu v'arav lo v'kama lo v'yiko nefesh v'meis, that in a case where you intend to kill a Jewish person, so then you're chayiv misa. As opposed to if you zorik evan lego, you throw a stone into a group of people and 9 of them happen to be Jewish and 1 of them is non-Jewish and you killed 1 of them and you can't identify which one you killed, in such a case you're not going to be chayiv misa, because we view the tarovis as being the tarovis is the tarovis that's kavua, that's in their place, and therefore we view it as mechzal mechza. So misafik, we're not going to. It's a suffik. It's considered a suffik ashakel, and misafik, we're not going to execute a person suffik nefashos lahakel. But had there not been such a gzeiras hakasav, I would have said that since the majority of the people that were in that group that I threw the rock into were Yisraelim, we follow the Rov, and they would execute the person that threw the rock into that location. So based on that, we derive the whole din of kol kavua kimechzal mechzadami. But if it wasn't that you you went into the store and bought a piece of meat. You found a piece of meat on the street, outside of all of the stores. It came from one of the stores, but you don't know which store it came from. And halacha harov, then you go with the 90% that are selling kosher meat, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But wait a second, how does any of that make any sense if there's an issur called basar shenasal minayin? When it's nimtza, how can you say it's mutter? It's basar shenasal minayin. It was left out on the street. Obviously, people weren't watching it the whole time. So says Mar Hakanami benimtza biyadav chavim. No, the Brisa was talking about the case of Nimtza is that a guy had it, meaning the guy is the one that took it from one of the stores, and you didn't see him take it from one of the stores, and he doesn't remember where he got it from. So it was never Nisali Min Ayin, but it is called the Parish, Meruba Parish. Challenge number three to the din of Basosh and Nisali Min Ayin. Toshima, there's a Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin, Matzah Babasar. If you have a city that that both Jews and non-Jews live in, and you find meat, Halacha Harov Tabachim. You follow the majority of shochtim. If rov of them are non-Jews, the basar is treif, and if rov of them are Jews, the basar is kosher. V'mavushal halachach rov achle basar. If you find cooked meat, you have to look at the majority of people who eat meat. If rov of the people who eat meat are of the chavim, so it's mistaber that they're the ones that cooked it, and it's aser because of bishalakum. Even if rov of the if all of the butchers are Jewish butchers, but it's still going to be aser because of bishalakum. But wait a second, whatever happened to basar shenasal min ha'ayin? Why does it say in the Reisha that a rove of the tabachim are Jewish people, the basar that you find in that city is mutter? It's nisali min ayin. Shouldn't you be choshesh that an orev came, that a raven came and replaced the meat? Maybe you're going to say, no, that Mishnah is also talking about a case where it was nimtza biyat ovid chavim. Well, mavush lach a rove ochle basar, nechsi ivid ovid chavim nakalei, disal nakalei. Well, then how do you explain the line that says that if it's a piece of cooked meat, then you should look at who the rove ochle basar are? What do you mean? Who has it? If it's an Ovid Chavim that has it, it's Mistaver, he's the one that cooked it, and therefore it's Bishalakum. And if it was a Jew that had it, it's Mistaver, then he's the one that cooked it, and it's not Bishalakum. So from the fact that the Mishnah makes whether it's Mutter or Asr depend on who the Rov Ochle Basar are, so it seems that we're talking about a case where you just find it lying on the ground. And nevertheless, even though it's lying on the ground, no one's looking at it, no one's watching it. When Rov of the Tabachim are Israel, the Reisha of the Mishnah said that it's mutter. We're not worried about Basar Shenasalim in Ayin. So answer Gemara, Hachmaiskin and Ba'omid V'ro'ehu. No, it's lying on the ground, but you saw someone drop it. You were watching and you saw a guy walk by, running by, and fell out of his pocket, and you saw the sandwich fall out of his pocket, and he keeps on running. So you have your eye on the sandwich the whole time. It was never Nisalim in Ayin. He had it, and then you saw it the whole time. So that's why Basar Shenasalim in Ayin is not an issue over there. Tashma says Gemara, one final challenge to the concept of Basar Shenasalim in Ayin. And this is from a Mishnah in the 7th parak of Maseches Shkalim, that if you find meat in the Azara and it was cut up into full pieces, so then you know that it's a Karban Olah. If it's cut up to Evarim, it's Karban Olah, because by the Karban Olah, the Torah says, V'nitach v'sal l'nisacheha, and we darshin, v'lo nisacheha l'nisachim. You're supposed to cut it in a certain way, and you're not supposed to cut it any further than that. But if it's cut up into pieces of meat, you see a skirt steak and a this steak, right, it's cut up into a regular pieces of meat, so then you know that it's a korban chatos that gets eaten by kohanim, because the derech of basar that's nechal is that they cut it up like to smaller pieces of meat that a person would eat. That's if you find it in the azara. But then the Mishnah continues, nimtza begvulin, if you find the meat throughout Arei Yisrael outside of the mikdash where rove of the shochtim are Jewish people, so evarim nevelos. If you find it cut up into evarim, so then you assume it's nevelos, because typically when they'd have a nevelos, they wouldn't butcher it properly. They would just cut it up into evarim and throw it out. Chatichos, but if you see it's cut up into cuts of meat that someone would eat, then mutaros, because it's the derech of the tabachim to cut small chatichos for that which they're going to use, that which people are going to eat and people are going to cook. And you don't have to worry that it's basar nevela, because if it were basar nevela, they would not have butchered it in this way. So even though when lechora, when it fell, it was nisali min ha'ayin, apparently we're not worried about that. We say if you find chatichos, it's mutter. mutter. What happened to Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin? So says Mar V'chitei Machinami Bamid V'reihu. Maybe you're going to say, no, in this case also, you saw it drop. You saw someone drop it. You saw someone had it and they dropped it and you kept your eye on it the whole time. Well, then, Evarim Nevelos am I. Then why, if we were cut into Evarim, would you assume it's Nevelos? You know, Evarim are Nevelos because you assume they were throwing it out. But if you saw that a guy wasn't throwing it out, that he had it and that he dropped it by accident, so then you should not assume it's a Nevela. So says Gemara, well, Midu time of the Rav. Rav is the only one that really asked Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin. But in Mar Allah, when it came to that Mishnah, Rav explained, Rav Amar Mutaros Mishum Nevela, that when you find these pieces that are Becheskas Nevela, and you touch them, you become Tame, and if you eat them, you're Chayv Malkus for eating a Nevela, whereas the Chatichos, when we say that they are Mutaros, we don't mean you're actually allowed to eat the Chatichos, it means Mutaros Mishum Nevela, that those Chatichos don't have Tumas Nevela, so if you touch them, you carry them, you're not going to become Tame from them, but of course you're not allowed to eat them, it's Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin, meaning Rav explained that Mishnah is teaching me Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin. When it says Chatichos and Mutaros, it doesn't mean Mutar Ba'achila. It means that it's not going to be Metame you like a Nevela. The Ritva says so much so that even if you touch them in a Rishus HaYachid, we don't say Savik Tum Rishus HaYachid Tame on them. Meaning we treat the whole Chumra of Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin is not going to be treated with tumas nevela. We only treat it as nevela insofar as you're not allowed to eat it. V'Levi Amar Mutaros Bachila. And Levi says it's even mutar bachila because Levi doesn't hold of this whole concept of basar shenasali min ayin. So again, we had four challenges to the din of basar shenasali min ayin. We addressed all of those challenges, and in the fourth one, we showed how Rav embedded the halacha of basar shenasali min ayin into his understanding of that Mishnah. So says Gemara, by the way, Rav's whole halach over here, Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin, Vada Rav, Lav Beferish it Mar Melchal it Mar. He never actually came to the Beis Midrash and taught that Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin Zasar. It's just we figured it out based on the Maisa Shahaya. The Rav Avi Yosef Amabra de Ishtatis. Rav was once by the Ishtatis River, Chazilu Gavra, and he saw a guy, Davakamachava Resha, that was washing and rinsing off an animal's head in the waters of the river, Nafal Mina, and he dropped it. So Silta, he went and he brought a basket in order to try to catch the head that he had dropped, and Shada Asik Trid. So he threw the basket in the water and he pulled out two heads of animals. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Avdi Nami Hachi, is that normal when you lose one object that you find two of them? That is highly unusual. So obviously there was other heads of animals that were here that came from elsewhere, and elsewhere means Rov of the Kochavim, where the Shechita is going to be Asir, and you don't have a simon. You don't have the Tzviyas Ayin. You don't know which one was your animal. So you have to be choshesh that maybe neither of these is your animal. You just pulled up two other heads of animals that they were replaced with something else. Sasunu Neale. So Rav Asard, both of them. So you see that Rav holds that Basar Shenasali Mina Ayin is Asr. So Amalei Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Rav, the Isur Shchichi, the Ateru Lo Shchichi. I don't understand. You think they only have trefa animal heads that are around and there are no kosher animal heads that are around? There are more in this city. There are more kosher butchers than there are non-kosher butchers. So it's more likely that it's from a kosher animal. So Amalehu, Rav said, you're right that there are kosher animal heads that are available. But the Isur Shchichi Tvei, the Trefa animal heads are more available because Rov Ha'olam is Treif. And this could have come from anywhere. We don't know that this was locally sourced. So the Machlokas over here, between Rav Kahana and Rav Asi on the one hand and Rav on the other hand, is explained by Tosfos and the Ritva that Rav holds that we have to be choshesh that maybe the Orvim brought Nevela from very distant locations, and therefore even though you find these animal heads over here, you don't have to assume, you have to assume that they maybe came from elsewhere. And Rav Kahana and Rav Asi hold that Rov of what's in this place is better than the Rov Ha'olam. It's almost like a Rov V'Karov kind of situation, that since in our location nation, everything is kosher, or almost everything is kosher, so we can assume it came from the kosher places. Now, we had said that Rav, so that's how we know Rav holds his din of Basar Shana Salaminayin. He never actually beferish taught it. So what? Okay, so that's how we know that Rav holds his din of Basar Shana Salaminayin. Is it any weaker now? Is it, you know, is there any reason to believe that he doesn't hold it's true? We know that that's what Rav holds, based on that story. So it says, where Parvasa Dovichav Mavai, the Maisa happened in a port where a rove of the people in that port are non-Jews. And that's why, even though it was in a city where most of the butchers are Jewish people, it's not so clear that Rav would necessarily hold Basar Shana Salaminayin is always Aser. It could be that he only Asered it when it's rove of the Chavim that are in that location. That's when he's Choshesh, that maybe it was replaced with a non-kosher Chaticha. But when it's Basar Shana Salaminayin in a place that not only are rove of the Shochtim Jewish people, but rove of the people around are Jewish people, maybe Rav is not going to be Choshesh for Basar Shana Salaminayin. And Teda, I'll bring you a Raya, that this must have happened in a place that's rove of the Chavim, midkamerluhu di isura shchichi tvei, that he said that there's treif meat that's more shchiach than kosher meat. Well, obviously, he's describing a place where most of the people that are carrying meat with them are non-Jews. So, but maybe if it were not the isura shchichi tvei, then maybe Rav would hold Basar Shana Salaminayin as mutter. Now, we're assuming, though, throughout this sugya, that Rav holds a Basar Shana Salaminayin as aser. Now, if that's true, El Rav Hechiach Bisra, if Rav really holds Basar Shana Salaminayin as aser, how do you ever eat meat? No one ever has their eyes on the meat from the moment that it's shechted until the, you know, till the moment they put it in their mouth. So how did Rav ever eat meat? So one possibility is b'shaiti d'lamenim minay. Only if he actually saw it being shechted and salted and everything. I mean, he watched the whole thing and he ate it right then, and then he grilled it and ate it, and he cooked it and ate it. So that's the only way he would eat meat. Iba, you say, but apparently Rav ate meat. You know, they say the Mekubalim don't eat meat, you know, but Rav, I guess, did a little Kabbalah. But Iba, you say, but Tzaira v'chasuma, that, or the other possibility is that it was wrapped with a seal on it, so you don't have to worry that Nevela switched it out, because they had a seal to make sure they had a big plumba in it or something to make it to mark it that it was the same piece of meat. Vinami b'simana, or there is a simon on the meat itself. Kiyad Rab Barafuna, just like we know Rab Barafuna mechatik le'atlas karnasa, he would cut the meat in an unusual shape in order that everyone should always be able to recognize it. So it could be that Rab would only buy meat that had a simen, that there's no way an Orev is going to be able to find meat that looks like that to replace it with. So Gemara brings another Maisa where we see that Rav Asr's Basar Shana Salaminayin. The first Maisa, Lechora, didn't turn out to be such a great proof that Rav Asr's Basar Shana Salaminayin. So the Gemara says, okay, there's another Maisa. Rav Havakazel Be Rav Chanan Chasane. Rav was going to his son-in-law's house on the other side of the river, and when he got to the riverbank, Chazi Mabradasilape, just as he was arriving at the riverbank, that's when the ferry arrived. You know, it's like, you know, as you get to the light, it turns green. It's like one of those days where just things are going well. So Amar Mar Bakasi La'api Yom Tava L'Gav. He said, today's going to be a good day. You know, if I show up and that's when the ferry arrives, then you know things are going well. So Azul Kama Bava. So he went to his son-in-law's house, and he was by the door. Odik Bebiza Dadasha, and he looked through the crack in the door. Chazi Chevasa Tatalia, and he saw there was a big behema that was hanging there, that they were ready to prepare for the party. So Taraf Abava, he knocked on the door. Rav had come, so everyone went to come out to greet him. The whole house emptied out. Asa Tavchinami, even the kitchen staff emptied out. Everyone came to go greet Rav. Lo Olam Rav Enibinei, and Rav is looking the whole time. He's got his eye on that piece of meat the entire time. He was not malam ayin from it. He says, you know, if I would have been someich on your level of shmirah, then you'd be feeding non-kosher food to the members of my family, because you all came out to meet me, and no one was watching the basar. So it's basar shana salaminayin, and basar shana salaminayin, even for a moment, is problematic. Now the Rush writes, from here you see that even a behema shlema, you have to be choshesh for orvim and for shratzim, and because even though it's not so mustaver that they would take a behema Mashlema and replace, they're going to put a whole cow in place where it was. But that was the case over here. He saw a whole cow, a chevasa that was hanging there, and apparently it was still a problem of basar shen sadeh minayin. The Bach writes that you see that that's the opinion of Tosus as well, and that's the sheet of the Prichadash. Place he points out that a behema shlema also there's a chashash orvim, but why there's a chashash is a machlokas aposkim. The Bach says the reason is because it's a low plug rabbanim b'takanasam. The rabbanim say basar shen sadeh minayin is aser, it's aser. See, even in a case where it's highly unlikely that that an orev would come and replace this piece of meat, it's basar shen sadeh minayin, so it's going to be aser across the board. They're not going to be nitan, you know, it's not going to be nesata tverach l'shiurim, where how big a piece of meat is too big for an orev to take. So you just say any size piece of meat. However, the Shach writes, based on what Tosel says, that this maisa, from this maisa, you can't prove that Rav holds basar shen sadeh minayin is aser when rov tabachim yisrael, because it could be that the maisa happened in a case where rov tabachim are of the chavim. So you can't prove that Rav is choshish for orvim, even when you're malamayin from a behema shlema, from a whole animal. The reason he wasn't malamayin from it was because there were a lot of goyim around, and he was afraid that the goyim were actually going to switch the meat with basar nevela, but it was not the typical basar shen sadeh minayin. So that's the question, whether this is a good raya, this whole story is a good raya that Rav asers basar shen sadeh minayin. In fact, Tosos raises the question, once we have this Maisa that we learn, that Rav Asus Basar Shen Sadeh Minayin, why did the Gemara say previously that since it was only Mechlala, that Rav Asus Basar Shen Sadeh Minayin, we can't rely on it because it wasn't such a reliable story and there could be other explanations in that story. What about this story? There's no other explanations of this story, so isn't this a good indication that Rav really held that way? So Tos says that, from this story, it's also not muchrach that Rav holds basar shen sadeh minayin is going to be asr when rov of the tabachim are Yisraelim, because it could be that this was in a case in a city where rov of the tabachim are of the chavim. Anyway, lo achal Rav mehu bisra. Rav didn't eat from that meat. So even though he kept his eye on it the whole time, so says, I'm going to my timer. Well, why not? If it was because of basar shen sadeh minayin, I thought he kept his eye on it the whole time. It's because initially when he came, there was a level of nichush involved. He said that if the boat is here just as I arrive, it must be that it's going to be a good day. So since he violated on the Yisra of the Torah of Lo Sinachshu, he asked himself the piece of meat. You're not supposed to rely on these simanim to make life decisions. So he felt badly that he violated Lo Sinachshu, so he punished himself by not eating that meat on that day. Rav, so asked the Gemara, no, that's not really true, because kol nachash she'enu keliyazer ben Avraham ukiyonason ben Shaul enu nachash. Any time you do an act of nichush that is not entirely that you're relying on the nichush, like we find by Eliezer ben Avraham, that when he was looking for a wife for Yitzchak, he relied on his nichush. He said, v'haya anara sharom eila hatina kadech ve'eshtev amr shseiv gam gmalecha ashke. Then I know that that's the woman for Yitzchak, and that's what happened. She said, Shseiduni and Gamel Gamalach Eshav. So Eliezer took her. Or by Yonason, when he went out to battle with the Plishtim, he was somech on the that which he said to his nar. He said, "Mkom yomru aleinu domu ad hagienu aleichem va'amanu tachtenu v'lo nala aleim. Mkom yomru alu aleinu va'aleinu kinesanu Hashem yadenu v'zalanu os." It depends whether they say they're going to come to us or that we should come to them. So he knew that they felt insecure because they were afraid to leave their position, and then he went and he fought with them. So any nachash not like that is eino nachash. It's not included in the issue of los nachshu. So you can't say that Rav didn't eat the meat because the fact that the boat showed up was a simen tov. He wasn't mamish somich on the nichush. It was just he took it as a simen. That's not an issur of los nachshu. So he didn't really violate los nachshu. Ella sudas harashus havai. No, the reason he didn't eat it is because it was sudas harashus. Rav Sudas HaRashus. And Rav had a practice that he didn't get Hana'a from Rasudas HaRashus. What made it a Sudas HaRashus? It was a wedding, isn't that a Sudas Mitzvah? It was a Bas HaMelchachim Lama Aretz. So Bas HaMelchachim Lama Aretz doesn't have a din of a Sudas Mitzvah. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. You can only make an Erev Tchumin for Dvar Mitzvah. So if you're making an Erev Tchumin so that you can arrive at a Sheva Brachus for Bas HaMelchachim Lama Aretz, then it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. Then you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumin for such a thing. Tosfos raises the question that if all the Yisurim that relate to the Parsha of Mechashef, Ben Noach is Asurin as well, so how could Eliezer Eved Avram do this Nichush? Tosfos also asks, and leaving out of Ben Noach, how could Yonah's son do Nichush? So Tosfos says they made their decision anyway. They were going to do what they were going to do anyway, and this was just like an added thing that they threw in. Yonah's son was trying to give confidence to the Nar. It wasn't really about him. He knew what he wanted to do. Okay, different approaches. The Ran says what they were saying was very mistaver, that Yonasan was saying, if they show that they're insecure in their own strength, then we're going to go attack. Eliezer was saying, if she's an enormous balas chesed, then she's the one for Yitzchak. It wasn't just stam and nichush. So Rav, Baduk b'mabra, Rav would sometimes determine whether something was a worthwhile endeavor based on whether the boat showed up. Shmuel, Baduk b'safra, Shmuel, when he wanted to know if it was kedai for him to travel somewhere, he would take a sefer, open up to a pasuk, and see if it was a cheerful pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Baduk Biyanuka, Rabbi Yochanan would stop a child and ask him. So Kulishne de Rav, have a kasav le Rabbi Yochanan. Throughout Rav's lifetime, Rabbi Yochanan would always write to him, Lekadim Rabbeinu Shem Bavel, our Rebbe in Bavel, Kinach Nafshe, when Rav died, have a kasav le Shmuel, Lekadim Chavireinu Shem Bavel. He referred to Shmuel as his chaver. Amar lo yadal midi de Rabbe Ana. So he says, Shmuel said, I need to find something that I could teach him so that I'll be his Rebbe. So kasav shadale ibur deshit in Shnei. So he wrote up a 60-year calendar and sent it to him. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, hashle chuzm Rabbi Alma Yada. So he knows a little math. So kasav shadale tayser gamli sveka trefasa. He then sent him 13 camel loads of suffik trefas to teach him all the dinim of trefas. Amar isli Rav Bavel. He says, woo, that's a tamal chacham. Azal I say, Amar le liyanuka psokli psukech. So I'm going to go and see him. So he said to a child, he said, now that I know Shmuel is such a big tamal chacham, I want to see him. So he said to a child, tell me a pasuk. Amar le Shmuel meis. That was the pasuk. Amar Shmuel mina nachnafshi Shmuel. He said he must not be alive. Velohi lo shachu Shmuel. Shmuel was not actually dead. Elikiech lo litzrach Rabbi Yochanan. It's just that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Rabbi Yochanan to be matriach himself. Tanya b'shimon lo zomer bayis tinok v'isha afal pi she'ein nachash yesh simin. Even though there's no nachash, there is a simin that if one of these things happen, you're going to be matzliach. So Amar Blaz v'udis chazik tasa zimni. That's if it happens three times, meaning a person buys a house and he has a baby and he gets married. So these are good things to happen. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, when Yaakov says to Yehuda, when he asks to send Binyamin, Yosef enenu, v'shimon enenu, ves Binyamin tikachu, and then alayo yukulana. If three things happen that are bad, then I know that things are really, really awful. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Boy Mine, Rav Huna, Mei Rav. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.